I want you to take this to bed, I said, handing him a small bowl of ice cream with my favorite antique spoon. Oh yeah? Is it for me? He asked with curiosity. Don't ask questions. Just go to bed, I ordered. He responded with a smirk. I watched him turn around and walk down the hall to our bedroom, and then put the rest of the pint of cookie dough, our favorite, back into the freezer. When I joined him, he was already naked, still holding the bowl of ice cream like it was a book. I didn't tell you to undress, I said. What are you going to do about it? He replied, bringing the spoon, holding a large bite of ice cream to his mouth, slowly parting his lips and placing it on his tongue. Oh, so we're going to be bratty, huh? I joined him on the bed, straddling his thighs. He closed his lips around the spoon and nodded. How nice. Well, maybe I won't tell you what I was going to do then. Maybe I'll have you place that bowl of ice cream right here. I tapped his semi-hard cock. And you'll just have to leave it there until I tell you to remove it. He stared at me. I could see the wheels turning in his mind, deciding just how bratty he wanted to be. Okay, fine. What are you going to do with it? He caved. You're going to feed me a small bite, and I'm going to slather it all over your cock. And then what? He asked. Don't worry about it. I opened my mouth, looking him in the eye while he placed the cold, sticky sweetness on my tongue. He was fully erect now, as I carefully took the head of him into my mouth, the warmth of my lips combined with the cold of the ice cream, making him twitch a little. I slapped his thigh before sliding my mouth further down his shaft. The ice cream had melted and seeped out from my lips, pulling at his base as I stroked him. More, I said when I reached his tip again, opening up for him to place more ice cream on my tongue. He wore a glazed, relaxed expression on his face that was satisfying to witness. He'd easily do whatever I said in this state. I went back to his cock, tightening my grip on him with my lips, pushing harder with the flat of my tongue, making a bigger mess at the base of him. Eat the rest of it, I said, and got to lapping up what I had left behind while he fed himself. When I heard the spoon hitting the bottom of the bowl, I sat up, taking it from him. Don't move, I said. I walked into the kitchen with it, placing it in the sink before taking a paper towel and getting it wet. As I headed back into the bedroom, I found him patiently waiting for my return, doing exactly what I asked. Wipe the rest of the ice cream off your cock, I instructed, handing him the damp paper towel. I removed my clothes and climbed on top of him when he was done, easing him into my pussy. I did this slowly so I could feel my body stretch wider and wider to receive him until I was full. You're not going to come until I tell you to, I said, and he nodded. I fed him my nipple and slipped into my own blissful, relaxed state the instant his mouth touched me. He licked and sucked it before moving to the other one while I rocked back and forth on his cock, reveling in the feeling of our hips being pressed against each other. It elicited thoughts of swimming inside of him, of being so encapsulated in his warm desire, like being dipped into and held inside warm water. My pussy made his cock slippery again as I fucked him harder. I closed my eyes and wrapped my arms around him, focusing on my clit, the hard of him inside the soft of me. I listened to the sound of his breath, felt his hands slide down my back before wrapping around me. I came then, my orgasm a soft, slow, build up and into the familiar crescendo of pleasure moving through my hips and out of me through my voice and labored breathing. As I got quiet and we let go of each other, I pulled back to look at him, leaning in to kiss him, whispering against his lips, "How do you want it?" "I want to get behind you," he replied, and I eased off of him. "I'll allow it," I giggled, "but you better fuck me hard." He understood the assignment. The second I was on my hands and knees, he had pushed into me, shoving his hips hard against mine, his cock hitting different pleasure points at this angle. I thought about reaching for my clit, but needed both hands on the bed to steady myself. There was something about straddling the pain-pleasure line of being fucked into oblivion that made me feel extra turned on. The loss of control, the work to steady myself to let go and receive made my pussy drip. When I felt him come, I exhaled, not realizing I had been holding my breath as the warmth of him filled me. I belly flopped onto the bed when he pulled out and rolled over onto my back. "Let me grab a towel, hang on," he said, kissing my knee. "Will you get the ice cream too, please?"